Though the Indiana National Guard's agribusiness development team is posted to forward operating base Salerno, a hotspot in eastern Afghanistan, it's seen relatively few casualties. But in this segment of WFIU's series Cultivating Afghanistan, reporter Douglas Wissing reports on an insurgent attack on the base.
At some point in the night, the explosions and small arms fire began. Then the siren, not the familiar giant voice that announces casualties and controlled detonations, but a sharp, shrill tone that didn't end. Someone started hammering on the metal doors of the hardened barracks. But despite the alarms, Sergeant Major James McCool said the ADT was expecting the attack.
Well, we'd been told that there was a possibility of another attack coming in. You know, we didn't know for sure what it'd be, if it'd be something complex or just rocket attack or whatever it was.
On this remote base, just a few miles from Pakistan's Taliban-controlled tribal regions, the ADT is often tasked with security duties. This night was no different, as the soldiers manned guard towers and Sergeant McCool and his unit patrolled in a Humvee.
We'd run 2-3 laps, stop, lights out.
But then there was a blast. At first, the team thought it was a base howitzer shelling Taliban targets. Then they thought it might be an incoming rocket, that the attack might be starting.
Pretty soon after that, in the distance, we heard the sirens going off, letting us know that it was incoming for sure.
Then more rockets. The base artillery began returning fire, thumping the ground with enormous power.
50 meters off to the driver's side of the truck, we had a blast come in and sparks flying. You know, we were doing what we were supposed to be doing, but the whole time we're just talking in the truck. You know, I mean, talking about how Thanksgiving's coming up, personal lives, the family, can't wait to get home, things like that. And then when something like that happens, everybody's mindset just changes so fast.
When a guard tower reported small arms fire, McCool and his men headed there.
We're hollering up at the guys in the tower. And at that point, another one comes in right by the tower and throws sparks all over the place again.
Specialist Thomas Cobb was in another guard tower under attack. He said there was also beauty in the violence.
Well, we heard the boom and seen a rainbow silhouette going through the air. It looked like a shooting star. Go from east to west, it did.
More guard towers were calling in with attack reports, and McCool had to make a decision.
At that point, you're getting pulled 4 different directions, and it's like, why do we always run towards the stuff? But that's what we do.
When the firing ended, soldiers reported the Taliban had launched 4 rockets and attacked with assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. But that night, there were no casualties on FOB Salerno. McCool says the soldiers only had to deal with the adrenaline rush.
After I got back, it was probably only a couple hours, I started to calm down. I mean, unfortunately, it happens enough that the adrenaline wears off pretty quick and you go right back to bed.
Next week, a look at war and its toll on relationships. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.